Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carr under center on 2nd and 7. Carr turns, play action, sets to throw, looks left and airing it deep, looking for Amari Cooper on the left side. Jump ball and it's intercepted. Picked off back there by Monte Nicholson up the right sideline to midfield. Nicholson still on his feet before he's tackled at the 41 by Kelechi Osemele.
One of four Redskins interceptions of opposing quarterbacks so far this season. Westwood one call. Sunday Night Football at FedEx, a blowout win over the Raiders. I'm Grant, he's Danny, this is The Fan. We welcome you back. We thank you for listening, traveling around the area, probably in your car, radio at work. But you know you could listen.
You can.
Streamed on your phone as well, thanks to radio.com. Download the all-new radio.com app and listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime. Anywhere you can hear interviews like our conversation with Mike Tanier we'll be having at 11:30 about this weekend's NFL games, full preview of the slate ahead. Make sure you are dialed in at that time. 1:30 today, we are giving away a copy of NBA 2K. If you are a gamer, make sure you're listening. Who's been the Redskins' defensive MVP? This much we know, they're better. Everybody's celebrating the improvement on defense. How are they doing it? I've got my top three Redskins defenders ranked through three games. Danny's got his. We just want your MVP. Who's it been? Hadid, carpet cleaning listener lines are yours, Redskins fans. Chime in at 800-636-1067. You can also tweet me at Grant H. Paulson.
And me at Funny Danny.
So I did a deep dive statistically last night.
All right.
Coaches' film stats are very helpful. Coaches' film stats are sent out in the press packets that Ross Taylor and the Redskins PR staff put together, and they're like 43 pages into a 63-page packet. Basically, what happens is coaches will watch the film, and they'll do their own statistical breakdowns of how many tackles certain guys had, how many pressures, how often someone forced an early throw from a quarterback. And the numbers very much, I'd say, maybe 90% of the time, are more friendly to the players than like NFL.com.
Right, so they correlate, but are usually, it helps the home team. It's like a home cooking thing.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
But, I mean, the tackles are still getting made, so it's a matter of, do you give Zach Brown some credit here where NFL.com didn't? I mean, he was in on the tackle. So that's just the way it works so that you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll run through some of the numbers statistically to kind of set this up. In terms of tackles, Zach Brown, according to coaches' film analysis, leads with 40. Mason Foster, who didn't play this past week, second with 22. DJ Swearinger, third with 14. Martrell Spate, who's only played on defense really extensively in one game, 12. DeShazer Everett, 10. That tells me that with this defense, with Jim Tomsula, basically if you're an inside linebacker, you make a lot of tackles.
You're going to be making some hits.
Tackles for loss, key statistic in terms of taking over a game, ending drives, setting a team up behind the sticks. Ryan Kerrigan, through three games, has 7 tackles for loss.
Yeah, he does.
Whoa. Preston Smith has 5. By the way, these are not sacks. These are running game stuffs behind the line of scrimmage. 12 from your two outside linebackers.
That is not nothing.
Zach Brown has 2 coming downhill middle of the formation. Kendall Fuller has 2 blowing things up on the outside on screens. Sacks, Preston Smith, your leader with 3. Kerrigan is 2nd with 2.5. Matt Ioannidis, Jonathan Allen both have 1. Junior Gallette has 0.5 sack. Here's the thing that jumped out at me. I tweeted this last night. I could not believe this.
I did not believe the stat either.
I got a backstory on this. So quarterback pressures and hits, how do you define that? Quarterback hit is obvious. You hit the quarterback before or as he's throwing the football.
And you don't get penalized for it.
Correct. That's a hit. A quarterback pressure can be a lot of things, but effectively it is forcing the ball out of his hand, moving him in the pocket, making him throw it. Last week, Matt Ioannidis had such a high number of quarterback pressures and hits that I emailed Redskins PR. And I said, hey, I think this is a typo. Pretty much everyone on the team was between 3 and 6. He had 14 through two games at the time.
Somebody accidentally put a 1 in front of that.
Exactly
four.
What I said.
I'm not mad. I just want to call attention to it so you guys right. Don't look foolish in public.
And I wasn't being a jerk. I literally said, hey, I'm writing a blog about how good Matt Ioannidis has been, which is true. I said, I'm trying to figure out how many quarterback pressures he has. Your coach's film says he has 14. I'm guessing that's four.
There's a mistake in there.
And he said, I'll look into it. And I never heard anything back. So I looked at the packet again last night. 23 pressures and quarterback hits for Matt Ioannidis. No one else on the team has more than 14. Now, this tells me that Jim Tomsula is big on interior pressure in terms of, I'll give you a pressure if you move your guy toward Derek Carr to the point where he's got to move in the pocket. Still, Ioannidis, graded on the same curve as everyone else, has 23 pressures and hits. Allen, second on the team, 14. Preston Smith, 8. Kerrigan, 7. Ziggy Hood, 7. Matt Ioannidis has three times the pressures of quarterbacks.
He's killing dudes.
Than Smith and Kerrigan have.
Matt Ioannidis.
According to the defensive staff.
Matt Ioannidis. Just let it percolate for a second. Matt Ioannidis, bro.
Is that insane to you?
Yes, it is.
I couldn't believe that. And then I'll wrap it up this way.
Because Naked Eye has been going, hey, he's playing pretty well.
Right.
I feel like he's been effective.
Interceptions, four of them. Mason Foster, Kendall Fuller, Monte Nicholson, Ryan Kerrigan. Quirky, no cornerbacks with a pick yet. Forced fumbles, Norman with two punch fumbles. Kendall Fuller has one. Ryan Kerrigan has a strip fumble. Recoveries, Foster, Spate, and McClain. So with those numbers on the table, it's now set for you. Who has been the Redskins' defensive MVP? Call us at 800-636-1067. Let's go 3-2 and then 1. You start with your number 3 Redskins' best defender through three games.
Bit of a hipster pick, but he's been tested and he has passed Kendall Fuller. He has been outstanding. Blowing up plays in the backfield. He hates the idea of you gaining yards on a screen pass. You want to throw it sideways? Kendall Fuller's coming to explode it. In coverage, he has been sensational. He gives defenses an advantage. It's no longer a free matchup win when opponents go, well, we'll deal with their third cornerback because our third receiver, our tight end, or our running back is going to be better than that guy. No, you ain't. Not now. Kendall Fuller helps defensive coordinators and defensive minds come up with a whole bunch of different options because he has been dependable and really, really good.
Number 3 on my list has to be included on everybody's top 3. Preston Smith. 3 sacks, 8 quarterback pressures. Mentioned tackles for loss. He's got 5 through 3 games. He is a different man than he was a year ago. Number 3, best Redskin defender list. For me, only 2 guys have been better. Who's your number 2?
Preston Smith. You just touched on it. He has been awesome. He has been sensational in the run game. He has been sensational throwing blockers aside. Grabbed Marshawn Lynch with one hand, dragged his butt to the ground, getting after the quarterback as well. 94 has been outstanding.
Number 2 for me is Zach Brown. 40 tackles. He's all over the place. I think I've counted 4 or 5 times rewatching games where if he doesn't make the tackle, the play goes another 20 yards. Guess what, Danny? Last year, the play went another 20 yards. It's his speed and physicality in the middle that makes a lot of these stops that save the Redskins defense from major yardage. I put him second. I just think he has been the biggest reason why their defense has taken a step forward because I perceive it to be just an increase in speed, and he's the fastest guy on that defense. He also gets some pressures. He has forced a fumble this season, and you can blitz him from the interior, as we've talked about. He's got 2 tackles for loss. Zach Brown's been great, and it sounds like we both have the same Redskins defensive MVP then, unless you're going off the board. I've got Ryan Kerrigan first.
I got Zach Brown first.
Oh, wow.
That's
you
my
didn't
one
put
seed.
Kerrigan?
I almost did, but I'm sort of celebrating. Kerrigan has been Kerrigan.
7 TFLs, a sack, fumble, 2.5 sacks. He's not the, he picked 6 in a game against the Eagles to get him on the board.
Kerrigan's been great. So has DJ Swearinger. So has Matt Ioannidis. We've gone through it. Zach Brown is the best defensive player they have had since early London Fletcher. Zach Brown is amazing. I love Zach Brown.
He's good.
All he does is tackle. What do you do, Zach? I get up in the morning and I tackle things. It just happens to be sometimes on the football field for 60 minutes. He's so good. Zach Brown has been their best defensive player.
I put Kerrigan 1 just because of the big plays. He's got a pick 6, scored a touchdown in week 1, or else that's not a close game. He had a sack fumble in week 2 that was extremely helpful against the Rams, set up a short field. And in the 3rd week, he had 3 tackles for loss in the running game and a sack. He's been huge. So you've got him off your list.
Just also receiving votes. He, DJ Swearinger, and Bashaud Breeland.
Interesting. Kerrigan 1, Brown 2, Smith 3.
Brown 1, Preston Smith 2, Kendall Fuller 3.
Let's get to the calls. 800-636-1067. We're looking for your Redskins defensive MVP. Let's see what the people think. Donnie's in Mitchellville. Get us started. What's up?
Hey, fellas. I was going to go Zach Brown, but since you guys took him, I kind of thought about it. I think Monte Nicholson is making a name for himself. Like, the things he's doing is just amazing. Like, the way he covered those screens, I've never seen it before. I've never seen it in the scans backfield before. So, thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Here is my word I use for Monte Nicholson. You get one? Fast. can run. This is what I don't understand. And hindsight has become wisdom because he's played well. And maybe this guy by the end of the year is Chris Horton, who flashed and will not end up being what I want him to be.
You remember he had that interception of Tony Romo that one time? And I was like, you guys, Chris Horton is the truth, y'all. No, he wasn't.
How can someone be so big and so fast and be so universally panned by scouts everywhere? That's the stuff that is the starter kit. That's what you need initially. He's got the speed and the size and the instincts and the smarts. The other stuff, you know, the production in college, whether or not he flashes enough, that seems less important to me than the actual prerequisites to be good in the NFL at the position you play. I can't believe how many people were down on him based on how he's looked so far. Seems odd, doesn't it?
Whenever there's a gap between ability and result, you either blame the player, meaning he couldn't get it or just isn't very good, or there's some sort of systemic issue, right? There's some sort of thing where he's not deployed right or he wasn't coached right or whatever it was. Think about so many guys, whether it's in baseball. Remember, think of Cody Bellinger, for example. I know we're crossing sports here. This is a guy that just hit nothing but weak ground balls at the second baseman, and they couldn't figure it out. And then finally, somebody said something to him that clicked. Daniel Murphy is another case where he went about it a certain way and then had this switch flipped. Next thing you know, he's MVP caliber hitter.
Right. It's a good point.
There it is.
Let's allow people, if they want to, and we can talk about this angle as well next. If you want to throw Minuski or Tom Sula into the conversation, you're welcome to. This doesn't have to be the MVP player. This is the most valuable person to the Redskins' defensive performance through three games. Who is it? I went Ryan Kerrigan.
To me, Zach Brown.
800-636-1067. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.